This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joining you tonight, it's Ian and Chris.
Hello, buddy.
Nobody is here as well. And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything. We were just about to get into the Digital Services Act. It's a piece of legislation proposed in the European Union that could very well be coming to a country government gang near you, government goon squad. And we'll find out what they're going to do over there in the EU with this new Digital Services Act. And will it affect independent operators like Mastodon? And if so, how? We're just getting into detail on some of these alternatives to Twitter and Facebook, these big centralized big tech services. What are some of the alternatives out there? We talked about Mastodon. We run our own Mastodon server. It's not based in the EU, thank goodness, but it is over at social.freetalklive.com. And I was talking about this other thing because we pointed out that while Mastodon is more decentralized than Twitter and Facebook, it's still a centralized server sitting in some rack somewhere.
It's they call it the Fediverse, right?
Correct. So, because there are thousands of Mastodon servers out there, but still, my point is, ours is still a centralized server sitting somewhere, and every server is centralized in that way. But it is polycentric, the Mastodon Fediverse, in that there are many centers, and you can choose the one that you want, or you can make your own. And then I mentioned this other thing called Miniverse, and I need to correct what I said on the air last hour for those that were maybe interested and then disappointed when I said that they actually weren't developed in the last 3 years. It turns out that I was looking on the wrong place on their website. I'd clicked on the releases tab on their GitLab, and it showed 3 years ago was the last release, but apparently they've been posting their releases somewhere else.
Oh, so that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, because a lot of places, they don't release releases on GitHub.
They just update
or GitLab code or whatever, right? That's just where they maintain the sources, and then they'll publish it somewhere else.
So, turns out they have an active blog at the Miniverse website, and it was actually updated 2 weeks ago. So, those who are interested in, an actually decentralized thing where you don't even need a server, where it's just person to person, peer to peer, social media. It's a very interesting concept. I would love to see this thing kind of go somewhere, because to not rely on a server means that it cannot be stopped, basically. I mean, it's very interesting. Kind of technology, meaning that even if the internet goes down, as long as you still have power, you can still transfer data from one device to the next, literally like, daisy chaining, if you will, or, hopping and skipping between individuals' phones and laptops and things. Very interesting stuff. So check out the Miniverse. It might be worth another look. It was pretty rough 3 years ago, but maybe it's gotten a lot better since then. At least I hope so. Anyway, Chris, tell us about the Digital Services Act.
Yeah, so a substantial number are migrating to the Fediverse, and specifically to Mastodon, a similar microblogging platform that is to Twitter, that has been called Twitter with the underlying architecture of email. Mastodon's decentralization raises substantial questions about how existing regulatory regimes, such as as Europe's Digital Services Act, will apply. So, what is Europe's Digital Services Act? So, the move to Mastodon. The Fediverse, a portmanteau of Federation and Universe, is a network of interconnected servers that communicate with each other based on decentralized networking protocols.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they break up with one another and they say, I don't want to hear from you anymore. And that's one of the freedoms of the Fediverse.
That's still... Yeah, I think this is pretty accurate. Decentralized networking protocol. It's a decentralized networking protocol, but users are generally not going to run their own server.
Correct.
But if you wanted to, you could. You could even build the server part into a client if you wanted to.
Yes, and that's why there are multiple clients out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And then I guess that's an interesting question. I mean, is it Is it if ever, and that's the thing, it's like if everybody did run their own server, then it would be decentralized. Not just,
but no one is going to.
Never going to run their own server.
No, they wouldn't, because of the way it's designed.
Number one, it's complex, and number two, the average user does not know how to administer a server.
Yeah, see, an optimal decentralized networking protocol, I think, wouldn't be so complicated that you would need an administrator, right?
Mm.
But these servers can be used for web publishing and file hosting and allow users to communicate with each other despite being on independent servers.
Now, let me just say, it's one of the downsides of Mastodon. There was an article written by, again, there's been recently a lot of interest in Mastodon in the mainstream, and so we've seen a lot of stories promoting it, but there was one story written by a guy that was a little disappointed with his experience, and, you know, it can be kind of clunky, for instance, if you're trying to connect with somebody who's not on the same server. It can be done, but you kind of have to know where you're going. Like, I don't think you can easily just search for somebody. Like, if I just go on to any old Mastodon server and I search for Mr. Penguin, which is your username, Chris, it's probably not going to find you.
You would need to know where
your server
username is.
Right.
And it would be, in my case, it's at Mr. Well, you know what? Honestly, I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head, but I think it's at Mr._Penguin. At social.bob.
Yeah, you have to know the whole thing. So it's not as easy to sort of discover new things that are off of your server, and that's just one of the downsides of decentralization, at least at this point in the game, is, you know, especially if the servers are disfederated from one another, then there's a broken link between them, and you're never going to find people on that other server. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, my impression has been that if you've got the person's username, you can follow anybody you want.
That's correct. I'm talking about discovery.
Right. So how do it's an interesting question. So how does that compare to Twitter? I guess on the case of Twitter, is your username is going to be shorter, and therefore it's a little bit easier to find somebody else.
Yeah, well, Twitter is going to show you everybody in their database that matches Donald Trump or whatever, you know, you put into the search. Now, then you have to figure out
one's the real one.
But that can be a problem on a busy Mastodon server, too. But yeah. My point is, if you're on a server that has the content you're looking for, then you're probably going to be fine if it's got enough users to keep you busy, but you're not going to be easily able to discover things that are happening on the other servers. You can see it, like, by looking on, they show, like, on Mastodon, for instance, there's a tab that shows you sort of the whole global Mastodon, like every post that's connected to that server. You can still kind of see other things that are happening out there, but it's a bit overwhelming, and may or may not be interesting to you. So, like I said, this is sort of the nature of the decentralization. It's got its ups, and it's got its downs, and that's just the reality of it. So pick a server that you like.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest issue, if I'm not mistaken, is just that, you know, Twitter's huge.
Yeah,
so the number of users out there is going to be, you know, greater. That
and you
may not
cannot
be able to find everybody you want to.
Right, and you certainly cannot follow somebody on Mastodon through Twitter, and you can't follow somebody on Facebook through Twitter, whereas you can follow other people on other Mastodon servers from a Mastodon server. So again, ups and downs. What else do we need to know?
Yeah, so content moderation on Mastodon. Ultimately, though, the future of Mastodon will hang on the way its individual instances. Now, the funny thing is the story is basically saying that if Mastodon doesn't moderate content, because that's what the Digital Services Act effectively is about, it will get shut down or something to that effect.
Okay.
Its individual instances and site as a collective whole deals with content moderation and free speech. Mastodon's appeal lies in its decentralization. When Eugene somebody founded the network in 2016, it came from a feeling of distrust of the top-down control that Twitter exercised, which is kind of interesting because it wasn't for the freedom. It was because of who was in control, it sounds like. Countering this distrust,
while also proudly claiming that it is not for sale, the Mastodon network has no single owner or administrator that can set the rules. Instead, the administrator of each local instance sets the rules for their server, which users have to abide by. If a user disagrees with these rules, they can easily switch to an instance that aligns with their viewpoint. Yeah, and I believe you can actually export your, like, your user or something to that effect.
You can, and you can export all your posts from one server and then, in theory, import it to another. They can disable that, though, if they want to. So I understand it. I don't know if you can disable both features, but I've seen one or the other that has been disabled. I think Gab is one of them that disables something. There's more coming up here. But I'm curious as to what the Digital Service Act is going to restrict exactly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, nobody here with you tonight. You can join us online, of course, anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get over to bitcoin.com and click Get Started. At the top of the page, you will find some introductory videos that will help you understand some of the new concepts that are involved in crypto. And these are important ideas to get down. We're talking a lot about decentralization tonight as far as social media is concerned. Cryptocurrency takes the idea of money, of currency, and decentralizes that, taking it out of the hands of the central bankers and the governments of the world. So, you know, that's kind of getting you started. Go click bitcoin.com. Go to Get Started and start learning more about crypto before you get into it, right? Because there's a lot of mainstream attention on crypto right now, a lot of negative mainstream attention with the FTX debacle that has been going on, with this basically alleged Ponzi scheme, scam artists running a cryptocurrency exchange. And, of course, as we've explained in recent days, once again, the lesson to take away from FTX is not your keys, not your coins. If you give your cryptocurrency to somebody else to hold on to, then you're at their mercy. Maybe they're going to...
I would characterize it as a money laundering scheme. Mm. And the reason for that is because apparently a lot of the money the government has been sending to the Ukraine has now then turned around and invested in FTX, and FTX then turned around and made huge donations to the Democratic Party. So it was a way for Biden to steal money from the U.S. government and to use that money to give his own party a political advantage. Hmm. Plus, they were propping up rhinos like this speaker that everybody hates. But mostly it was going to the Democrats. So this, if it's ever investigated, which I kind of doubt, could be a big deal.
So anyway, check out bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and get started learning about crypto. If you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them there over at news.bitcoin.com. So we can talk about cryptocurrency later on, but we're in the midst of this story about the European Union and this Digital Services Act. So, Chris, you were telling us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, yeah, Mastodon and the Digital Services Act. As Mastodon continues to gain popularity, a question that remains is how existing legislative efforts may affect the entire website and or its instances. That's such a weird way to phrase that. Its entire website. There's not a single website. That's the very weird thing about this. Mm-hmm. There's a website you can go to download the software and set up a server.
This is a failing of whoever's writing this article not understanding the technology they're even talking about.
Which is really weird because it's a tech policy site to cover this kind of thing. You think they'd understand it. And it seems like they kind of mostly understand it. So maybe it's just poorly worded. But anyway,
could be.
Notably, the Digital Services Act in Europe was created to address content moderation issues that manifest themselves in much larger and more centralized platforms like Facebook. What will the DSA's effect be on Mastodon? Currently, there are more than 3,000 instances on the network, all with their own users, guidelines, and administrators. In this context, the DSA does not provide clarity on questions. Oh, of course it doesn't, because this is the thing. Like, these government bureaucrats, they create these, or politicians, they create these laws, and they assume everybody can, like everybody's a huge player in the market, when in reality there are often small players in the market that can't possibly comply, let alone read the laws.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have teams of lawyers.
Lawyers.
And by the very existence of the law, you effectively criminalize the small operator.
Mm-hmm.
The DSA does not provide clarity on questions of a decentralized social media. However, based on the categorizations of the DSA, it's most probable that each instance could be seen as an independent online platform, which a user hosts and publishes content that can reach potentially unlimited number of users. Well, yeah, and here's the thing, though. It's like some of it's based on, I think, the number of users, I believe. So
meaning the DSA's application?
I think so. I think it's going to get into it here, though, so we're going to find out. But, yeah, but that could be a problem, then, because if it's based on the number of users, it depends on how some bureaucrat ends up deciding how many users you've got.
Well, it does say on most Mastodon instances when you are going to like read about the server or sign up, it will tell you this server has 1,000 users
but
or whatever.
Are they counting it as the network of Mastodon instances, or is it just your server? And I bet you this particular act probably isn't clear about that, which then means it's a bureaucrat question, which ends up meaning you could be guilty of a crime by setting up a single server with a single user on it if you're not compliant with the act. I'm not saying that's the case here. There might be other things like, you know, dollar amounts. Maybe you have to bring in a certain amount of money. But, you know, anyway, let's find out. Thus, each of these instances will need to comply with a set of minimum obligations for intermediary and hosting services, including having a single point of contact and legal representative, providing clear terms and conditions, publishing biannual transparency reports. This is the crazy thing.
Wow.
It's like, if you're a single server administration doing something, doing this on like a side hobby, right?
Yeah, you just put this up because your friends wanted to join.
Right,
whatever,
and you've got a dozen users, right?
You need a legal representative?
Right, you're going to have to file these reports with the government?
That's insane.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, then what, jail time?
Potentially, if they want to go after you.
Right.
If you're a minority that the government, you know, wants to crack down on, maybe you're on the right, maybe you're on the left, maybe you know, you're a libertarian. Having a notice in action mechanism and communicating information about... I have
notice
no idea.
Notice in action. I'll look it up.
Who knows? It's probably some legal term, right? So, you know, who knows? What you might think it is might be entirely different than what it actually is. This is why you need lawyers, a team of lawyers, to look at these acts to figure out whether or not you're even in compliance. And if you ask 5 different lawyers, you're going to get 5 different answers. So it gets even more complicated. And Ian, you're a perfect person and know that perfectly well, I think, even in the Crypto 6 case where you've got different, you know, different size, different lawyers saying different things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Having a notice and action mechanism and communicating information about removals or restrictions to both notice and content providers. I have no idea what that means. Restrictions to both notice and content providers. Is the content provider the person making a post? I have no idea.
That's sounds like it.
It just seems, it just seems so weird. Today, given the nonprofit model and limited volunteer administration of most existing instances, all Mastodon servers would seem to be exempt from obligations for large online platforms. Nonetheless, now you have to remember here, that's today, but Mastodon is growing. It's still in its infancy. If Mastodon grows to any size, it's basically going to become very quickly any given instance. It's going to meet whatever the number is that this act has, and it's going to get into that a little bit here in a moment, I believe.
The number, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. And it sounded like some of those requirements apply to everybody that's running one of these servers.
It may.
Maybe I misunderstood. There's more coming up, though. You can join the show. It's free talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A political stunt. That's what former President Donald Trump is calling Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against the former president. The move by Garland is being made in regards to various Justice Department probes against Trump. Meeting with business and labor leaders on Friday, President Biden shares his goals for their discussion on the economy.
Building this progress is not just acting, but it's listening. That's why I'm here today to open to good ideas to continue bringing inflation down and continue creating an economy that works for everyone.
He says he's looking forward to hearing how he can improve going forward. Republicans argue that if Democrats pass more high spending policies, inflation will spike again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the program here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're finding out about the Digital Services Act. This new piece of legislation hasn't passed yet, I don't think, in the EU, but
why wouldn't it?
This is the EU. It's going to pass at some point. There's a good chance of this thing going through. And it's ostensibly supposed to act against big tech. But what's not clear so far is whether even the little guy is going to have to jump through these hoops. And
they are.
They probably will.
Hunter Biden?
No, he's exempt.
Okay.
He's in the crime family.
Because Pedo Pete was the big guy, so I thought Hunter Biden might be the little guy.
I got a number here, and it's tiny.
What's the number?
It's 10 million euros or 50 employees. And now people might be thinking that seems like a lot, but it's actually not.
Wait. So they're saying these regulations would apply to companies that meet that specification?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so anybody who's any company or entity, I guess, that has more than 50 employees mm-hmm. would have to comply. Or if they've got 10 million in annual turnover.
Okay. So this, in theory, would not include the hobbyist who's putting up their server just for their buddies.
Not
or something.
Currently, okay. Probably. Okay. But as soon as, to give people some perspective on this, a small company that has, maybe four or five employees
might do 500,000 in turnover or something like that a year. That's not unusual. So 10 million euros mm-hmm. is not that, that isn't really that big. And what they what constitutes a small business generally is something like 500 employees. So
wow.
Yeah, 500 employees.
500?
Yeah. 500 employees or less is a small, what constitutes a small business. Generally.
All right. We can go back to the story. I do have Chuck on the line here in Washington. Open phones. You can bring up anything. Chuck, what's on your mind?
Well, the reason why I called, you know, is because I heard the guy that sounds like he's on a telephone right now bring up the issue of campaign financing and how his he started bitching about that. And I'm thinking, you know,
I don't know if we're listening, if you're listening to the same show, but you're welcome to comment on campaign finance if you like. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm definitely listening to the same show because I'm listening on 1340 AM KTOX in Needles, California.
Okay.
So this guy is talking about, right now, he's on the air, he is talking about campaign finance reform and his problems with the Democrats, you know, and this and that and stuff like that. You know, we had the chance to address campaign finance reform in 2006 with the Citizens United. I believe it was somewhere around there. I could be wrong, but it sounds like that we've been down this road before. And I keep hearing people, you know, with their grievances against campaign financing. And, oh, we got to do something. But where were you? Where were you back in the day when this actually was an issue? Now we've
well, I was here.
Biden.
And,
now
and
we gotta go after
let me give you
Biden.
A response, if I may. The first thing is Citizens United. How much do you know about that case? Do you know what the cause of action was?
Do you know what I know about Citizens United? I'll tell you what. In the Congress in this year, we're going to go after Hunter Biden. That's how much I know about Citizens United, idiot.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what Citizens United was about,
idiot. He hung
up,
by the way.
What it was about was a company made a movie that was critical of Hillary Clinton, and they brought action against this company saying, you can't make this movie because it is effectively a campaign donation to Hillary Clinton's opponent. So basically, if Citizens United had not been decided the way it was decided, every movie studio would be forced to stop making movies about political figures which were not fawning endorsements of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is what Citizens United was about, and we're very lucky that it was decided the way it was, because otherwise there would be no movies talking about political figures. The second thing is, my issue that I was talking about earlier was not about campaign finance so much as it was about money being stolen from the people, sent to the Ukraine, routed back to FTX, and then donated to the Democratic Party. That's not about campaign finance. That's about theft and money laundering.
I don't even know. I have no idea if he was actually listening to this show, because, number one, you don't sound like...
I think he was. I think he just had no idea what I was talking about when I was talking about FTX.
Yeah, FTX is a cryptocurrency, a failed cryptocurrency exchange, but you don't sound like you're on a phone line. You sound very high quality to me. It sounds almost like you're sitting here in the studio, so I don't know. That's what made me think maybe he was listening to some other show, because, you know, you barely even mentioned... I mean, we barely even mentioned FTX,
yeah.
And this guy got set off, and then he goes and he insults you and then hangs up the phone. As soon as he called you an idiot, he hung up the phone.
You know,
I mean, that's somebody who doesn't want to have a conversation. That's somebody who just wants to do a drive-by.
Yeah, it almost sounded like you might have been trolling. I don't think he was.
No,
but.
I think he was really upset and didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm glad you got out.
I'm pretty clear it was that the latter was definitely the case. Whether he was trolling or not, I don't know. But he definitely didn't know what he was talking about.
Indeed. All right. So what else do we need to know, Chris? Are you saying this is going to apply to companies, this Digital Services Act? They're going to highly regulate social media, basically, it sounds like, with over $10 million in revenue and 50 employees. And you're saying that's not as big as it might sound.
It's not. Not at all.
It's one or the other. It's not both.
Right, right. And you have to remember, there's a lot of small nonprofits and organizations that, you know, that might be quite a few for a typical nonprofit, but if you had a Mastodon instance, right, that you set up as a hobby, right, for example, and you're like, okay, well, I want to keep running it, you know, and Mastodon grows, it's going to end up being the case that you're going to, in the future, need to hire employees. Nonprofits hire employees, by the way, right? And you're going to need to hire those employees, or you're going to need to spend money on it.
Well, and how long is it going to be before Facebook lobbies the EU government to say, hey, this isn't fair. It's applying to us. It's applying to Twitter. But it needs to apply to these smaller Mastodon servers because people are saying offensive things there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. This is already applying to what I would consider a small Mastodon. I mean, we don't have large Mastodon servers yet, or even we don't even have. I mean, we have really, really tiny Mastodon servers in the scheme of things, right?
There are some big ones, but I don't know if they have any revenue.
Not enough to comply. Not enough to be impacted by this act, right? Mm-hmm. But my point that I'm trying to make is that look, we have a Mastodon server, right?
We do, yes. Social.freetalklive.com.
I don't know how many users it's got, but just imagine if there were actually some substantial number of users, you're going to need more than one system administrator to administer mm-hmm. it, right? It would actually require. And
we're up to 522.
Right. Okay. So we've got one guy,
but it's probably not
on with 500.
Probably
right.
Not even 500 half of those are active. You know.
Right. Like, 500 is it's so absolutely tiny in the scheme of things when you're talking about billions of people around the world. And
right.
Well, I'm trying to think what the population of Europe is, but I believe it's something. I think it might be something like a billion people. But the point is, that's a lot of people, right? So. If they all migrate from Twitter to Mastodon, or even a decent if Mastodon ends up having a percentage of the market, all of these so-called absolutely tiny instances are going to become small instances, and they're going to exceed these numbers here. Is what I'm trying to get at,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, something to be concerned with.
Yeah. Sure. So there's not going to be enough volunteers effectively to administer enough absolutely tiny instances in order to scale without having nonprofits with some employees if Mastodon is to grow. So this will absolutely affect small Mastodon instances as time goes on if this passes.
Now they're also talking about restricting privacy coins in the European Union. I'm wondering, does that have to do with the same Digital Services Act, or is there something else?
No, that's a different act. I'm sure it's got to be a different act.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, nobody here tonight with you. You can join us online, of course, anytime over at freetalklive.com. And I want to say thank you to Craig Thomas, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Craig is a silver level, which means he's doing as we request and sending us $5 a month through our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks for that, including the access to the AMP only podcast, which has the full radio show included, but without any of the commercials, any of the recorded commercials. So check that out over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get all the perks there at amps.freetalklive.com. You help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live as Craig Thomas has done. We're going to get into more bad news from the world of the regulatory EU, the European Union. They're apparently going to be targeting privacy coins next, or at least that's the plan. We'll get into that story here. Chris has got that for us, but other folks are on the phones. We're going to go to the calls here. We got Galina to start things out here, calling from Ukraine. Galina, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So the power system in Ukraine is very unstable right now. Hmm. Like for the last couple of days, we have these schedules for power outages. Like, for example, today we had to have 4 hours of electricity, then four hours off, then in for the whole day. And at 4 o'clock, they turned it off on the schedule, and they didn't turn it back on the 8th. And I went back to the Internet to check if I saw it correct, and they replaced that information with the new, with the renewed schedule, which says that from 4 o'clock, we don't have electricity and until further notice. So, wow. And I said, great, because I actually work online and I depend on the electricity. Mm-hmm. Like, I have my laptop, it could last me for like 4 hours. I can share Wi-Fi from my mobile data, mm-hmm. but, you know, still, after 4 hours, you know, I just lose time. I can't work.
Right. Yeah, that's crippling. And it's cold there, too, right? I mean, it's in the, I mean, you guys probably go by Celsius there, but it, in the Fahrenheit, it's below freezing right now. It's 28 degrees.
A little bit over, it's like 1 Celsius and
it's cold.
I don't know Fahrenheit for it.
Are you guys able to get generators or, I don't know, like solar panels or anything like that to keep working?
Actually, generators, you know, they are, I guess, expensive. Some restaurants, they get generators.
Well, she's in an apartment complex, right? You're not in a home. Yeah, you're in an apartment.
Yeah, I'm in an apartment.
You can't just, you can't just hook up a generator outside an apartment very easily, right? Like, that's not easy.
I think they have building generators for, like, whole buildings.
They could have whole building-sized generators.
But I don't know if they're, like, I don't know if that's something they're deploying in Ukraine or if they're even available or if it's just going to be too expensive because there's a war going on.
Right, because, I mean, then you've got people in the building using...
I mean, the problem, though, is the economic damage that's going to cause if you don't do that.
Oh,
so it would seem to me that it would make financial sense to throw money at the generators so that your economy can continue going. Otherwise, you're going to go bankrupt.
Maybe, but I mean, as far as if you're in a private apartment building and you're the landlord, you're going to deal you're going to deal with somebody's going to use a lot of power, and other people may not be using as much. And then, you know, the apartments that are really cranking on the power. How do you really determine that? When you're dealing with
generators? You know, you might be able to do like a room or an apartment where people could go for power during, you know, so that it wasn't
a charging station or something.
Do they have something like that there? Where you are in your apartment?
Yeah, not in my town because it's a little town, but in big cities, which are more destroyed than this one, they do have this. I don't know how they work, but I've heard that on the news, so they do build it.
And is the alleged reason for the power issues that are happening there because the Russians are supposedly bombing power supply centers, or like what is the allegation?
Yeah, like what they say on the news is the Russia bombs the, you know, the points of the production of electricity, the producing, and some key points. Like they said, they destroyed like 50% of the power system in Ukraine.
Do you believe the mainstream media? By the way, the Western media is trying to report that Ukraine is winning versus Russia. Do you believe that's true?
Let me know, like, because, you know, on the front line, I see on the news that they are actually setting some towns free, and recently they've entered, Ukrainian warriors entered the big city of Kherson, and so I'm not sure how about the winning, because, you know, Russia has these bombs. And it could destroy, like, you know, like that, not only on the front line. But I don't know what to believe in. The government saying that they lied before a lot, and now I have trust.
It's interesting because there's propaganda on both sides, which is kind of interesting. And it's kind of interesting, especially being I'm obviously not in that situation. But if I was in that situation, I would be wondering, like, okay, well, what is my government lying to me about versus, you know, the propaganda on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
And our government says to prepare for the worst. That's what they say, literally.
What do you think about the vote that happened in Donetsk and Luhansk and the other southern, southeastern areas in Ukraine where they voted ostensibly to join Russia? Obviously, there weren't a lot of countries in the world that recognized that vote. But do you think that if that vote were to be done under the oversight of the UN, do you think those people still would have voted to join Russia? Do you think that was legitimate?
No, I don't think it was legitimate. I think that, you know, these were the people who Russia set there to propagandize. And you also should know that lots of people in Ukraine are poor and stupid, and they have, like, lots of credit. So I think maybe some people in Russia, you know, they pay to vote for that, or they, like, you know, like, there's no country, no credit, you don't have to pay, just go vote, you're going to be with us, with Russia. Maybe they do that, like, I don't know. But I don't believe it was legit. I don't believe that even more than 50% of people could vote for Russia. Hmm. It was definitely less than 50, maybe even, like, I don't know, 30. But some people, they don't want to be with Russia. You should know that. But, like, closer to Russia.
Are there a lot of ethnic Russians still living in Ukraine from the days of the USSR?
Yes, I think, and the closer to Russia, the more the percentage is. And many people are old, and they remember USSR, and you know that these were the days of their youth, and that's why they, you know, they maybe want to believe that someday again it's going to be like so great. Country, like, you know, that's what they had. It was a lot of propaganda in USSR.
Yeah, I'm curious. Are you, let's say there was a fair election, right, in those regions that Russia has taken control of. Do you think the people would have voted to join Russia, or
she said no? I already asked that question.
No, okay,
yeah. Galina, anything else you want to share tonight?
So about the city of Kherson that Ukrainian warriors are entering right now, they entered, there was this voting. People voted in this region. But now Ukraine is taking it back, and people living there, they are actually happy that Ukrainians came back. Maybe that's only what they show on the media, but there are these people there.
Well, isn't it criminal to speak out against, in favor of Russia? I believe people were being arrested, if I'm not mistaken.
The Ukrainian government, before the vote happened, told the people of those areas that if they voted, if they participated in that election, they would be imprisoned.
I've never heard of that.
Well, they probably didn't report it to local media, but supposedly that's what's happening. But again, we don't know what's true. As you said, you never really know what to believe out there. Galina, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Gene is on the line in Kentucky. Gene, go ahead.
Yes, I miss Mark. Y'all sparring back and forth. I know he's on there once in a while. Has he ever been back to the studio?
Yeah, he comes back every now and then. We're expecting him back here. He's going to come back before my trial in the next couple of weeks. We'll probably see him on the air again right around that time. I know you're calling about something tonight, Gene. If you want, just stand by. We're going to come back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, more with Gene here in just a moment. And yeah, we all miss Mark, and hopefully he's doing well and wherever it is he is, down in Honduras or Florida or something like that. He travels around quite a bit. But hopefully we'll hear from him sooner rather than later. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got a full hour to go. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. And then the EU, are they going to be cracking down on privacy coins? We'll find out.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.